Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Have you been wondering about the fate of the next round of competitive bidding? No, I have. Well, this week I was lucky enough to moderate the AA Home Care update at MedTrade West in Phoenix, and that was one of the topics raised by Kim Brummett, AA Home Care's Vice President of Regulatory Affairs. Later at the show, I sat down with Kim to dig a little deeper into competitive bidding round 2024, and she had a ton to share. So I'm going to dive into our interview now, and before I do, one caveat. We did this on the trade show floor, so there's a little bit of trade show noise in the background, but I assure you, everything that Kim has to say comes through loud and clear and is as important as it gets. Okay, here we go. Hey there, this is Dave Cuff. I am here at the second day of MedTrade West. We're recording this on April 5th here in Phoenix at the Phoenix Convention Center. And I'm talking to Kim Brummett. She's the Vice President of Regulatory Affairs for AA Home Care. Kim, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
And Kim, we're following up on the great AA Home Care update that we had this morning. That's always a pleasure to do that event. You and the rest of the team always bring your expertise. You covered a lot of ground in your section of the update. For our listeners here on the podcast who maybe didn't get to go to the show, what was one of the kind of the key things that you covered that you think they ought to know about?
For sure it's next round of competitive bidding.
Okay.
So we're anticipating 2024. At this point it seems a bit unlikely that it'll happen in 2024, and really it's a crystal ball. So, we speculate on what CMS can and can't do, what we think they're going to do, and really kind of at least give people a sense of where we think this might be going in the future, or at least the near future.
And what are some of the factors that kind of make you believe that 2024 might be pushing it?
There's many factors. The first one is CMS typically issues the product categories and the zip codes that would be included in the next round so far in advance, and we've tracked every round of it. They should have announced those in early March of this year. And
okay.
Obviously, we haven't seen anything released, so that's one of the biggest factors that makes us think it's not going to happen in 2024. We'd have insider kind of scoop that says CMS is not even looking at competitive bidding right now.
Interesting.
And the earliest, maybe 2025. So those are some of the things that lead us to believe that we're not quite on track for 2024.
Okay. And then, I also imagine that they still have their hands full in terms of dealing with not just the public health emergency, but transitioning off the public health emergency and handling all that, like what aid can we, continue, what aid shouldn't we continue, what waivers should we continue, or when shouldn't we continue. I imagine that's got to take up a huge amount of their bandwidth as it is.
I think that is probably all they're working on right now. So you think about all of the waivers, and it's not just DME or demi-post waivers, but waivers for hospitals, SNFs, intermittent rehab facilities, everybody, doctor's offices, all of them have waivers that are in place. And to unwind all of those waivers, I think is going to take some serious work. So right now, I think that's their focus. And who knows if it's going to end in July, in October, at the end of the year. But I think that's their focus.
Got it. And then, so if they, whenever they do decide to, let's get the crystal ball out again.
Okay.
Do you have any idea on when you think the timing might be, if it's not 2024, or is that too hard to predict? You don't want to speculate.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to speculate on that. I think I think if they're going to do it, I think they'll do all 15 product categories. I don't think they can separate and just continue on with the off-the-shelf orthotics.
Yeah.
So, given it's an all-or-nothing deal, then the only way to do it without a proposed rule, which they haven't issued either, is to redo what they've done before, which will likely result in the same results.
Okay, so this is, is where I was going to eventually go, which is that, whenever they do it, I know that the industry finally figured out that they've got to bid smart. And I don't mean game the system when I say that. I mean that they need to bid in a reasonable way that's going to ensure that they have a business that can survive, that it isn't that so-called suicide bidding and all that. And also that they bid in line with the new facets of the bidding program, like the lead item pricing and all that. So with all those things kind of said, when you bid with all those things in mind, you're probably not going to give CMS the windfall savings that it thinks it's going to get.
Absolutely. I actually think it would be worse. I mean, obviously, if they move forward, then we'll go back on the road with our Bid Smart campaign. I mean, we have the we have all of the bids by CBA, so we could even target those areas in the country where bidding didn't appear to be smart when you look at what those bids were, what the spas would have been. And the other thing I think going into this round is now we have the pandemic, right? So we have supply chain issues, we have increased shipping costs. I would imagine the bidding would be higher than it was even in the last round, because now we have much higher costs for everything that we're doing. And so when you think about all that, then chances are that when CMS gets the bid evaluations, they'll be higher than they were last time when they stopped it because they didn't get the savings they needed. So,
wow. And then and it just hit me that there's another, there's another factor in play, which is that the crazy cost structure increases that HME providers have seen, that, you know, whether it's the operational costs or increased product costs due to the supply chain and everything like that, there's no way they can bid.
The same way.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So where do we go from here? Now I'm worried. Save me, Kim.
I think we really kind of have to sit back a little bit. I mean, continue to reach out to the political folks over at CMS and make sure they really understand what the issues are. Kind of wait and see what CMS comes up with. But, you know, the one thing I know, speaking with Jay, is, you know, if the next round gets put on hold, then we have essentially been on hold since, like, 2019. And that's when you go to Congress and say, okay, come on. You know, it's been 8 years. It's been X number of years. It's time to put this competitive bidding process to bed. It's clearly not something that's a viable option in terms of setting pricing.
And by the way, Kim is referring to Jay Witter. He's the Senior Vice President of Public Policy for AA Home Care. And so I was kind of thinking when you were talking that, that at the same time, you've got these legislative efforts to try and convince, you know, lawmakers to require CMS to fix bidding or reimbursement, rather, because it is so out of whack, because we're dealing with reimbursement rates that maybe they've been adjusted a little bit by the consumer price index, but they're still rooted in reimbursement levels that are like from 2016 or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. But I think it's important for us to get to the point where we can deal with a fee schedule as it is, right? And then be able to move forward, you know, through Congress or however we need to get those prices where they need to be, the allowables. Right now, everything is just waiting for the next round. And so I think even for members of Congress, it's like, well, let's see what the next round of CB does, right? And well, how long are we going to wait?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that I'd rather know what it is, what it is, and then we move forward either, you know, with the agency or through the Hill and move that to where it needs to be, as opposed to waiting, well, in 2 years, we'll have new rates. Well, in 3 years, we'll have new rates. We need to, like, be stable for our industry.
Okay, so this is kind of waiting out CMS and waiting out maybe the legislative side of things to kind of finally wake up and smell the coffee. Is that kind of...
A little bit. I mean, I still think that we need to be meeting with CMS and still be making our case in terms of increased costs and what were the issues and challenges with competitive bidding. And I still think we need to educate our legislators of what's going on in the industry so we don't wait until, like, it finally blows up and then we start having the conversations. We need to continue those conversations to the point where they feel comfortable that something needs to happen.
Well, and as a person looking from the outside in at this process, the way I've seen it, the industry, through the association and through the grassroots level advocacy work through providers, as well as the state associations, I think it's fair to say that this entire industry has tried to meet CMS and work with CMS, that if they've got public policy that requires them to implement a bidding program, to try and come up with something that actually works. And if it doesn't work, then, like you said, maybe it's time to move on to the next thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, so if the next round goes, our goal is that let market prices prevail So, you know, you set the bidding process up to be more sustainable for the industry, which means they have to go up, right? So CMS can't come back the next time and say, we didn't hit expected cost savings again because the rates are too high, so we're again going to postpone it and can the program. It's time to recognize that those rates are too low, and we need to let the market bid responsibly to the rates that we can live with.
Okay. So let's think about the audience. What should the audience be doing, Kim? Should they be doing anything? Should they be joining the association? Should they be lobbying? What should they be doing to try and at least help you guys in the background?
Yeah. How about yes, yes, and yes? Join the association. Absolutely join the association. Read the materials that the industry is putting out, be that Home Care, BGM, anybody. Get into grassroots, right? I mean, like Jay says, we've got all of us to be reaching out to our legislators, informing them of what's happening in our industry. So when we start getting some movement, they're aware and we can all jump in.
Gotcha. All right. And if people want to find out more information, where do they go?
ahomecare.org.
ahomecare.org. That sounds too hard to remember. All right. Thank you, Kim.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks again to Kim for joining the podcast, and thanks to Tom Ryan, Jay Witter, Kim, and Laura Willard from AA Home Care for this week's update, as well as everyone who showed up to take it in and ask questions. We really had a packed house, and it was a ton of fun to moderate, and I couldn't have enjoyed myself more. A really good range of topics discussed. If you're headed to MedTrade East in October, make sure to carve out time to join that one, because honestly, it is a great way to stay on top of what's going on in the industry. And of course, make sure to check out AA Home Care over at ahomecare.org, as Kim mentioned. Okay, I'm going to wind up this episode, but before I do that, I have a question. Do you want to help the HME Business Podcast reach more HME providers? There's one easy way to do it. Just take a quick second and rate and review this episode on your podcast player of choice. And please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. You can even get that as a digital edition. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me. Email's best. That's DKO, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering important HME business topics like competitive bidding round 2024. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.